Warning, this program will contain language unsuitable for children, content unsuitable for most adults, and humor suitable only to the most deranged of morally questionable humans. You have been warned, so listen at your own risk.
Alright, hey guys, welcome to the first episode of Controversial Commentary. I'm sitting here with my friend Joey, and I just wanted to talk to you, man, about the fact that I was on Tumblr the other day, and I was actually looking up, I don't know what possessed me to look it up for whatever reason, but I was looking up all these different genders that are apparently out there now.
Trying to tell us something?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm confused because I saw on Facebook that there's actually... Facebook says there's something like 63 different gender identities out there. And
I saw that. It was a video. Some sponge thing. SpongeBob. And it's 63 genders. I went on Google. It was a real thing. So
yeah.
I could be an Apache helicopter now, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, man. Like, I'm on Tumblr the other day, and I'm scrolling around and stuff, and I'm seeing things like absurd gender, which is apparently a gender that conforms to the genders of those around you. So if I'm hanging out with a bunch of girls, all of a sudden now I identify as a female. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. Or, I mean, the best one I think I've ever heard so far is, and I'm not even sure how to pronounce this, Adamas gender, and it's a gender that refuses to be identified. So I'm just confused because if I'm this gender identity, this Adamas gender or whatever you call it, if I go into a store and I buy something and I check out, how the fuck? Have a good day, sir. Oh, well, I don't agenda. You know, I don't identify as that. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Have a good day, ma'am. Well, I don't identify as that either. Well, then what do you identify? Oh, I refuse to be identified. Okay, you don't know me. Okay?
You don't know my backstory.
Yeah, to me, I'm sorry, man. Like, to me, and this can piss people off, and if it does piss them off, fuck it. That's what the warning's for. They've been warned. But to me, there are two genders. I mean, you don't come out, you know, you're not in the birthing room, and the baby comes out of the mother, you know, who... Let's say she doesn't identify as the mother, she identifies as the Adamas gender, so if there's a bunch of male doctors in there, she's a man giving birth all of a sudden. But the baby doesn't come out, and the doctor doesn't sit there and smack the baby on the ass and go, oh, well, when he's about 4 or 5, we'll let the baby decide what it wants to be. No, I mean...
If I was 4 or 5, I'd probably be like, I'm going to be a G.I. Joe.
Yeah, well, in this day and age, I mean, you can be a G.I. Joe, and if somebody doesn't want to acknowledge you or recognize you as G.I. Joe, then you know what, take them to court and sue them.
I'll be Cobra. I am G.I. Joe Cobra, so how dare you identify me as a man?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Like, I mean, I see all these stories in the paper about people suing and stuff because they're not getting identified correctly. I mean, that's awesome, man. I mean, I'm broke right now, so I've really been thinking about it. Like, just, you know, walking into the gas station, you know, have a good day, sir. And
nice way to pay off college loans.
Oh, college loans, brand new car, put a pool in the backyard, you know, buy a new girlfriend, two girlfriends.
Yeah, the whole gender thing is stupid. It's like, never. Like, I don't care. You can be what you want, whatever sexual you want. I don't care. You can be gay as a flipping rainbow.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is coming from a straight guy who watches gay porn. I mean, it's disturbing. I've seen your collection of homo porn, and it's really disturbing to me because it's just weird, in my opinion, because if you were gay, it would be normal, because you'd want to watch that, but you don't.
Like, I like to compare. It's just like, what can I do to improve myself?
In what regard? I mean, I just don't understand it. I mean, but hey, maybe that's your gender identity. You know, maybe you identify with it.
As a porn watcher?
Whatever. Hey, it's you know, add that to the list of 300 that Tumblr gave. I mean, it's just crazy. And then, you know, even this show, even this conversation and this topic, dude, people are going to get so pissed off because of their safe spaces, and they're going to be offended because, oh, well, he's making fun of all 300 genders, and I identify as 72.5 of them, and... And, oh, he said the word faggot instead of gay. And,
dude,
I mean, yeah, exactly. And, I mean, you know, you are what you are. I'm offended the fact that you're gay, but you don't see me running around throwing up signs about, you know, I hate fags. You know, but if you are what you are, then be happy about it. You know, I mean, it blows my mind anymore with how sensitive people are.
I don't care what people do, but it's the fact that they expect everyone else to accept it. It's like, you're going to get those people that aren't and those people that will, and you're trying to impress those that aren't. So it's like... It's like you're trying to tell me my favorite color is blue, and you're trying to tell me my favorite color is green. It's like, no, it's not. It's like, yes, it is. It's like, no, it's not. You're being dumb. It's like, nope, it's going to be green. It's like, no. It's like, you make something simple and change it into a massive thing. And then it just keeps snowballing, you know? It's like...
I don't understand it, man. I don't understand the need for everybody to accept things they don't want to accept and then everybody get angry about it. And I'm sure people are going to hate on this and report this and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, anymore, all I see in the news anymore is... matter of fact, 3 days ago, I saw a woman, and she was a woman, so if she's listening to this and she wants to sue me, by all means, take all of the 30 cents I have in my bank account. But she was a teacher, and or is a teacher. I'm not sure. She shouldn't be a teacher, in my opinion, but she's, what was the term? Gender queer. So she's a woman who is neutrally defined, I guess. It doesn't identify as a man or a woman.
I don't even know what they're trying to do.
She sued the school because her coworkers referred to her as a woman and Miss whatever her name was. And she won $60,000. So that's my point. I want to go into the gas station and sue the gas station for referring to me as a man.
So are they just suing for money or are they suing for an actual purpose? Like, is suing strictly just... If you win, do you instantly get money, or if you like, can there be cases where you win, satisfaction?
Most of the time, you sue and you win big amounts of money. I mean, they have within a certain amount of time. I think it's like 19 to 24 months to pay you. So it's not even like you get paid right away. I mean, it's just the fact that like everybody's sue happy, everybody gets triggered over everything. And I mean, you know, me myself, I don't necessarily identify with any political party, but I can't stand the left wing. I mean, they're just ridiculous. I mean, this thing about Hillary Clinton being in office and, oh, first female president and all this, like, I'm sorry, but, you know, everything that happened with Benghazi, the email servers, everything like that, I mean, this woman is just obviously corrupted. I mean, disgustingly so. I mean, her husband's just ridiculous, and this might actually get me killed, because, I mean, they do have the kill list and everything, but... Then again, I'm not important enough to wipe out.
No.
So I don't think they're going to spend the money to have me taken out and taken care of. I mean, best for speaking out against her. But it's just, you know, with the liberals on the left side, I mean, it's just so much of this safe space and everybody needs to be taken care of in their feelings. But what cracks me up is, okay... you know, the gays and the Muslims and the refugees and the Mexicans and all this, everybody has their feelings, except what they call the quote-unquote right-wing extremists, which they view and try to portray as nothing but racist inbred bigots. And, oh, well, their feelings don't matter because they're not people, but everybody else's. You know, it's like, you know, that's like the Christian belief. I mean, with the atheists and the battle over Times Square a couple years ago, because the atheists put up a sign and then, the Christians put up a sign and the atheists were all pissed off about it because, oh, they're pushing their religion on us and we want it taken down, so they got it replaced with an atheist sign. Okay, well, you're pushing atheism now. I mean, everybody's pushing their own agenda.
Yeah, just like, mind your own business. Do what you like. People just do it now just to be like, make themselves heard, and it's like they do it to cause issues. It's like, then you wonder why everyone's retarded. It's like,
yeah, I mean, in my opinion, I mean, you know, listen, the easiest way to get through life and the easiest way to be successful is simple. Keep your damn head down, make a few close friends, don't have a big social circle, you know, because the more popular you are, the more drama that comes your way. So keep a small social circle, keep your head down, stay in your damn lane, and mind your own damn business. Because the only time problems come to you is when you're minding somebody else's fucking business. You know, I mean, that's why I don't even get on Facebook hardly anymore, because it's just all arguments and bullshit and drama, and this person wants to fight that person, and this person's talking to them, but it's so annoying,
someone's,
man. Like, just stay in your own lane. Yeah, everybody's offended by this or that.
It's like, if you're so offended, why you... It's like, okay, you're offended, but not everyone else is like, okay, that hurts your feelings. Suck it up. Yeah. I'm offended, you're offended.
Yeah. You
know, what if I'm offended?
Everybody's mutually fucking offended anymore. I mean, it's just, it's disgusting.
There is this one, comedian he made an offended skit. It was so perfectly explained, but I cannot remember it to save my life. It was so funny.
Well,
he's just like, you're offended, and then a few minutes goes by, and you completely forgot about it. It's like, it only affects you. And then the instant moment you start talking about it, then it gets everyone else talking. And then it gets other people offended. But what if I'm offended that you're offended and I'm offended? So who's in the wrong?
It's just unbelievable. Like, I got into it the other day with this chick on Facebook because I posted this this little meme picture or whatever, and it had a picture of a John Deere backhoe, and a guy's hand was out, and it was a first person view, and he had a can of Copenhagen in his hand, and up at the top, you know, it had a girl, and then the colon, like she was speaking, and it said, "Ooh, you dip," and down at the bottom it says, "Me, colon, you know, ooh, you period." You know, to me that's hilarious. It's funny. It's a joke. It's mm-hmm. meant to be humorous, you know. And this chick gets a hold of me. I've never talked to this girl a day in my life. I don't even know how we were friends on Facebook, but she gets a hold of me and goes off on this giant rant about how much of a sexist pig I am and a misogynist and I'm an asshole and I should burn in hell. And I'm like, where is this all coming from? You know, because she doesn't even reference this picture. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so where the hell is all this coming from? Where she sits here, she tells me, she's like, "I find your picture extremely disturbing and all that stuff." I said, "What do you find disturbing about it?" And she's like, "It's just sexist and misogynist and all that, or misogynistic." And I'm sitting there and I'm like, "Let me ask you something." I said, "How do you feel about men who chew?" And she's like, "Well, just the fact that you say men that chew, that's a sexist." I said, "Okay." I said, "Jesus, you know, for fuck's sake, how do you feel about people that chew?" She's like, "Well, I find it's a disgusting habit." Okay, fine. You find the fact that I stick tobacco, chewing tobacco, in my gum line a disgusting habit. I find the fact that your uterus sheds a lining once a month a disgusting habit. It's not your fault that you shed a uterus, is it? No. It's not my fault that I like chew, is it? No. Mind your own, and I'll mind my own. Mm-hmm. You don't like the fact that I chew, it's not your fucking business. Mm-hmm. Just like the fact that you fucking shove tampons in your shit once a month isn't my business. You know, and I mean, it's just that kind of thing, like... She didn't want to be offended, so she comes at me and offends me, and then gets pissed off. It's one of those rules with me. Like, I'm the nicest fucking person ever, but if you're going to be a dick to me, be prepared, because I'm going to be the bigger dick. I'm going to win this size measuring contest. You want to have a pissing contest? I'm going to piss further. Mm-hmm. I promise you, because I'm going to take it to a level you're not ready to go. If you don't want that, and you don't want that heat, you don't want that drama, you don't want that childish bullshit, don't bring it my fucking way. You know? I mean, I'm one of those people... I can be both sides. I can be nice or I can be an asshole. Mm-hmm. You know, I can see you in a supermarket, tell you to have a nice day, walk away and be like, "Fucking douchebag." You know, I don't understand the offensive or the defensive about being offended that everybody is on. You know, if you don't like me, if you think my glasses look funny, if you think my facial hair looks scruffy, if you think I dress like shit today, by all means, you have your opinion. And you can either keep it to yourself, and we cannot have a debate about it, or you can say something to me, and I'm going to come back at you with something.
Or it'll be that type of person that shares it on the whole world to see, and they're like, "I can't believe how this person dressed," and then it becomes, "Oh, this person in the news dressed like this, and this person got offended because they don't identify with their clothing lines." Like, I got these people like...
It's like back in the day when Tommy Hilfiger said about he didn't make his clothes for black people, and all the black people got pissed off, and then FUBU came out, and then it was a FUBU... I mean, for God's sake, man, okay, he didn't make his clothes for you people, like, whatever, deal with it, like, suck it up, man, Jesus Christ, like, I just don't get it, man. But back to the subject of being offended, dude, last night I went out to eat at this restaurant, and it was me and Brett, me, Brett, Timmy, and Tara, and we were all out at this restaurant, and I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking a couple beers, and as these beers are going in, Brett's looking at me, and he's like, "Dude, what's wrong? Like, why are you pissed off, man?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Jared, you're fucking pissed. Like, I can see it in your eyes." And I'm sitting there, I'm like, "This is not my scene, man. This is not my scene at all." And what are you talking about? I said, "Just look at that fucking bar right now." So he looks over at the bar and stuff. There's a kid over there, and he's got this, like, I mean, the guy's maybe 120 pounds. You could tell he's never seen the gym a day in his life. Like, he's not heavy or anything. He's just scrawny as all hell. And he's wearing, like, an extra, extra, extra small t-shirt, so it's, like, skin tight on him, and he's wearing these shorts, and he's got the backwards flat-brimmed hat and stuff and all this. I mean, just everything about him reads douche, you know? So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, "That." And he's like, "What about it?" And I said, "That's the kind of kid." I said, "Just look at how he's carrying himself." And this kid's fucking puffing his little birdcage chest out and everything like that. And I'm like, "Look at how he's carrying himself." I was like, "I just want, like, I said, I want to go over there. I want to take his hat off, and I want to punch him square in the face. But if I do that, that's not the popular decision. The popular decision is for him to curl into a ball on the floor, get his ass whooped, And then call the police. That's the popular decision. I said, I don't know what happened to the days when we were younger where if we had a problem with somebody, we could hash it out with a fist fight and it'd be over. You know, now you're either getting shot or you're getting charged with, you know, aggravated assault because you punched a guy in the face.
Or you have to fight over the computer about it. And then they try to arrange for you. People meet up and it's like, oh, I'm busy this day. It's like, you can talk over the computer, but Lord forbid you go in public and try and say anything.
I don't know. People are pussies anymore. I mean, like I even said, I mean, I don't know, man. I've thought about finding a private island somewhere, you know, robbing a bank and going and living on a private island just so I can make my own rules and I don't have to deal with people. Because anymore, they keep coming out with everything to better connect the world. I mean, you know, cell phones and international texting. And
it's crazy that
they want to connect everybody. And the more they want to connect everybody is the more I want to get the fuck away from people because I'm really starting to just look at people and be like, people fucking suck.
Well, you're saying you're not a fan of the Pokemon Go?
No, absolutely not. Like, these dudes are out, and it was funny, I seen a post the other day. This girl posted it, and I found it absolutely hilarious. She said, these grown men are out there looking for Pokemon and still can't find the G-spot. And it's just like, you're 30 years old, you live in your mother's basement, you don't have a job, you're driving your dad's car, you're 40 pounds overweight and eating pizza, you got back acne that you should have got rid of when you were 18, and you're getting on your brand new iPhone that your parents pay for because you don't have a job, keep in mind, and you're running around the backyard searching for Pokemon. Like, not only do you look like a potential pedophile, but you just are the epitome of why this country is going down in the shitter.
I guess I'm part of that reason.
Yeah, absolutely you are. I can't believe it.
There's a place in town that has, like, these three stops, and me and my friends go sit there. We always go at night because nighttime it's cooler and there's no one else walking around. One time we counted at least 30 people sitting there, and it's just like, I mean, it's a cool idea that you can talk to new people, but then again, it's just like, this is what we're doing with our free time.
But then again, that's not my cup of tea. Not only because I think the app is stupid, but then again, I don't want to meet 30 new people because I hate people. Like, mm-hmm. I hate people. Like, something about somebody always irritates me.
Yeah, there's always that thing that, like, there's some stuff with my friends that, like, the little things that irritate me, but it's like, oh, whatever. It's just them. But yeah, like, it's someone you don't know. Like, we went somewhere the other night and there was a few people there. Just like, one guy was wearing fingerless leather gloves. I'm just like, what are you doing? What age are you in?
Jesus.
Like, you're playing cards and you're wearing leather gloves? Like, what do you do, man?
I was
like, I don't care that you wear them. It's just like, I find that weird.
I mean, I was at the bar earlier today, and I ran into a friend of mine that I haven't seen since I was 19. And we get to talking and stuff, and I just start laughing. And we're 20 minutes into a conversation. And I start laughing. He's like, what's up? What's so funny? I said, dude, I think you're the first person this entire week that I've sat down with and conversed. And it's been longer than 10 minutes, and I don't want to fucking strangle you yet. Like, this is unusual for me. Usually within 10 minutes, somebody gives me a reason to want to strangle. You know, I give everybody a fair chance, and then they end up fucking it up within the 10 minutes. There's a 10-minute window for me. And if you can survive that 10-minute window and I still like you, then we're probably going to be friends. But 99% of people within that 10 minutes will give me some reason to hate them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't go in with this pessimistic outlook like, oh, people suck. It's just over a generalized, it's just a generalized opinion that, I mean, it's people let me down. People, they're not educated anymore. I mean, I've got grown adults, you know, texting me, asking me, oh, that show was stupid, and they legitly spell stupid, STOOPID. So I asked them, I said, are you spelling this on purpose? Like, is this ghetto talk, like, funny to you, or, you know, and they're honestly baffled. What do you mean? What the fuck do you mean? When did you learn to spell?
I remember when, texting started rising back in what?
Early 2000s, late
90s. Yeah, whenever we got, like, the,
Because I think it was, what, it was about 2002, 2003 when...
The Razor, was it?
Yeah, 2003, I remember the Razor came out, I believe.
Yeah, and then instead of the flip phones, we got the horizontal flip with the keyboard.
Or the slides.
Yeah, I remember when those came out, whenever you were texting, you have abbreviations.
Yeah, when it was like TXT, and then U was just the U, and or those I love
were
you
like,
too.
Those were the IL. Early days. And now I still, it's 2016, like 10 plus years later, and you're still having people older than us, or our age, talking like that. It's just like,
I mean, I get
if you're in elementary school and you're doing it, it's like, oh, I'm trying to be cool and hit. It's like, yeah, okay, you're kids and whatever. But if you're an adult and you're still doing it, it's just like, I can see your high school diploma or GED went to good use.
I don't even understand it from an elementary point. If you're young and you're texting, you should already be in the era where you're texting how you talk. The only way I find it acceptable for people to talk like that with all the abbreviations and the text language, so to speak, is the older generation that got brought into texting from us, like, you know, people our parents' age, you know, 50s, you know,
yeah,
early 50s.
Like, I can understand
that.
That
I understand, because to them it's a hip thing. To them, that's how we talk.
They didn't catch on to, like, that old phase. It's not a phase anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But in our age group, in what we were raised in, my belief is honestly this. If you honestly are that uneducated and that ignorant, that you can't spell things on a consistent basis correctly to where you can make sense to somebody, I'm pretty sure every smartphone that you get, even the most basic of ones, has a voice dictation button on the texting or the messaging component. No, not an autocorrect, but the thing that, the voice dictation, you can hit the microphone, it'll bring it up. And I can talk to you just like this, and it will, I mean, it's good, it's advanced enough that it can spell out what I just said to you.
I never liked that much.
I mean, I don't like it either, but I'm just saying, if you're so ignorantly fucked, if you're so educationally screwed,
but you
if
can't
you're
spell
so,
cat.
Yeah, if you can't spell cat because cat to you is K-A-T, then please, for the love of everything that you find fucking holy in this world, use voice dictation.
Or because, use autocorrect.
Or autocorrect, because...
Like, my spelling's awful.
But it is.
I use autocorrect. Like, I'll even Google a word just to make sure
and
it's correct.
I can tell when you don't. You know, I can tell when you text me something. I'm sitting here going, what the fuck is he talking about? You know, and it just doesn't make sense to me. But it's like, I would rather you make an effort to sound at least halfway educated. Because if you just come off as a complete ignorant fucktard to me, you make me instantly hate you. Like, I just want to reach through the phone and wrap my hand around your throat and choke the life out of you, because to me, you are just a waste of 180 to 200 pounds of space on this earth, and we're already becoming overpopulated. You know?
Just how many freaking... I don't know. What is overpopulated to you? Like, amount of space or amount of resources we have left?
Amount of resources. I mean, we have the space. I mean, look, you drive through the countryside and you can tell there is space.
We could literally put in an apartment complex in our backyard.
Yeah, I mean, there is space for people. My version of overpopulation, or my opinion of overpopulation, is where the resources are starting to run dry because too many people are using them. And to me, that's not overpopulation. To me, that's over
excessive use?
Yeah, excessive use, but almost like an excessive comfortability with what we use. You know what I mean? Like,
take it for granted.
Yeah, if people would be more in tune with what's going on. This global warming shit, I'm going to piss a lot of fucking left-wing fucktards off with this, but I don't believe in global warming. I don't believe that the fucking ozone's melting. It may be. I don't read up on it, because the way I look at it, do I care about this planet for my kids? Yes. Do I care about it for my grandkids? Yes. Do I give a fuck what happens to this family 18 generations down the line? Fuck no.
Like, you have no control.
No, I just don't give a shit. They'll probably nuke each other by then anyway.
Yeah.
My thing is, if you can be in tune enough to, okay, maybe I don't need an hour-long fucking shower. Maybe I can cut it down to 20 minutes and really just focus on scrubbing off and fucking getting out, instead of every day thinking that shower needs to be your personal masseuse or something. Or, you know...
Trying to tell me something?
Yeah. fucking hour and a half showers. But no, I mean, it is. You should be able to live accordingly and not live in excess. And we've gotten so comfortable with excess that it's just... we're abusing the fuck out of it anymore. And, I mean, not even to get started into the government and all that bullshit, but no, like I was saying, I don't believe I don't believe in the ozone problem. I don't believe in overpopulation as far as
my thing with the whole global warming thing is like, okay, the Earth's how many years old? Like billions of years old.
Yeah.
How do we not know this happened thousands of times? Like, what if we're going through like a wave? It's like, okay, now we're in a heat wave and strike, and like everything's doing this, and then a few more years later down the road, it's gonna be colder.
Yeah, well,
it's gonna get hotter. It's gonna get colder.
Yeah, like, and I think I actually read somewhere that the Earth does do this every couple hundred thousand years, where the seasons will literally almost flip.
Yeah, it's just like,
to where the winter months will become warm and the summer months will get all fucked up.
I remember when I was in college, we were just about to come home for Christmas break. This was 2014 in December. We would have come home like the 10th of December, roughly. Me and my friend left our dorm, we're walking around. It was 70 degrees outside. And we're in the East Coast. You don't get 70 degrees in December. I was walking around in shorts and a t-shirt, and I was perfectly fine. And this, like, that was bizarre. And then this winter, we get, like, 5 feet of snow.
Yeah, it's
just like, you can't predict the weather. I mean, you can to an extent.
No, and people are going to say whatever they want to say as far as their agendas are concerned, and that's what they want. They want to push their agenda, so they're going to push what they want to push, how they want to push it. I mean,
it's like, yeah, there's stuff that's happening that can't, like, pollution in Beijing. They shut off like all the roads for like a day or two,
yeah.
And the sky's instantly cleared. And then like the next day, they instantly let the roads back open, and the smog came right back. It's like, yeah, that's an issue that should be fixed, but it's not global warming.
No.
It's like there's some things that we have that are causing things to happen, but it's not the full effect. It's just adding on, but not nothing, like, catastrophic. It's like, I'm pretty sure in a few more years, all these electric car things are going to be a big thing, especially in China.
Yeah.
And if they catch on to that, it's going to be like, okay, Beijing's now nice.
Well, I mean, they are here. I mean, you know, fuck the Wendy's a half hour away. I don't know if you ever seen, but if you go behind the Wendy's, like, you go to pull around through the drive-thru and everything in the back parking lot, they actually have...
Really?
The electric plug-ins for the cars. They have four or five different standing. But they look like them car vacuum
cleaners. That's what I thought.
Yeah, no, they look like the car vacuum cleaners, but you pull your little Prius or whatever faggot car you're driving, and you plug that fucker in, and you know, you let it charge up for an hour.
I never knew that's what it was.
Yeah, you get another 40 miles at 20 miles an hour.
But yeah, it's just like that. Like, it's like how these gas companies are. It's like, we have the power to make cars go like 100 miles to the gallon, but they don't do it because it's like, you gotta make money somewhere.
And that's all it is. It's all about money. Like, there was actually, and I'm a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. I believe everybody should be able to carry a fucking firearm on.
Girls.
But what's funny is there's a company, I want to say down in Florida, I saw the other day, And it was a left-wing friend of mine, and he was talking, you know, his whole argument was, oh, instead of just canceling out guns and stop making guns and shit like that. But apparently what this company did was they went on and to keep, like, ISIS and yes, I know it's pronounced ISIS, but to me I think it's hilarious to call them ISIS. I think they're a bunch of fucking radical fucktards. But... To keep them from purchasing. Oh, fuck them if they are. I'll skull fuck your goats.
Oh, God. I got a sword.
To keep them from buying this company's firearms, they started inscribing a psalm on the side of the gun, and it was essentially, may the Lord strengthen my arm and train the precision of my finger for war.
So
it was to keep them, you know, because it's a Christian quote, it was to keep the fucking Muslims,
jihadists?
Yeah, the jihadists,
the extreme jihadists or whatever,
to keep them from purchasing their firearms and stuff like that. And my left wing friend goes, oh, well, why don't we just stop making guns?
sure, let's get right on that.
Let's get right on that and see how well that works.
We invaded by aliens.
Our police force is already almost militarized. And these fuckers are walking around like they're.
You ever see their full body riot suits?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You know, and, well, you know, it's just, it's
sad that we have to have that for cost now. now.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like that's another thing.
World we live in.
That's another thing. This blue lives matter, black lives matter, all lives matter, white lives matter, cats' lives matter, dogs' lives matter.
There was a thing I watched today on this one Black Lives Matter protester who led like all these marches and stuff because some cop shot some person who was unarmed.
Right.
He was protesting about it, and then that department let him come over and experiment with dealing with people.
Right.
It's a scenario based, but they gave him a fake gun, and then they had some guy pretend he's breaking into a car, and like the guy walks behind the car, pulls out a fake gun and shoots him. He's like, see, you could have shot him, he'd not be killed, but now you're dead. You would have taken him down when he was unarmed. And he's like, I understand now. It's like, people think because they're unarmed makes them innocent. It's like, okay, he could have been resisting everything in the book. He could have been charging at you. He could have been trying to hit you or slur or whatever. You had to at least shoot him and know, put him in his place. Like,
I don't care if a cop kills somebody. I don't care if somebody kills a cop. I don't care if a white guy kills a black guy. I don't care if a black guy kills a white guy. I don't care about all these all lives, white lives, black lives, blue lives, pig lives, pink lives, whatever. I don't care about all these stupid movements because, in my opinion, here's the thing, okay? Racism was a problem in the 1800s. Racism was a problem in the 1400s. Racism is a problem.
60s or 70s when the Vietnam War hit?
Racism will always be a problem. And the reason, in my opinion, will always be a problem is because nobody has the balls and the audacity and the fortitude just to look at it for what it is. Yes, there are different races. Yes, people are different. Just accept that there will always be racism in the world and half the racism will go away. I mean, it's just what it is. I can't stand these people. Oh, we're all one race. We come from the motherland of Africa. No, we do not. If you want to go all the way back to when we had one continent on the face of this earth and it was Pangaea, then by technicality, it was not Africa. It was one giant continent called Pangaea. So if anything, if that's your stupid logic, then we're all Pangineans. You know, we all split up and everybody got their different attributes and everything like that. I don't care if you're black, white, yellow, red, purple, polka dot, gay, straight, genderqueer, whatever.
A toaster.
None of you matter. None of us matter. Like, I hate the whole, it's Black Lives Matter movement. Oh, all lives can't matter until Black Lives Matter. You're pushing racism. That's all you're doing. You're pushing a racial agenda. You're pushing that issue because you're going to get some white guy pissed off or some white girl pissed off because all you want to push is this, oh, poor us, poor us, poor us. And I'm sorry, dude, but actually I'm not fucking sorry. I'm tired of hearing about this slavery shit. This shit happened 400 years ago. Get the fuck over it. I don't own any slaves, and you never picked my fucking cotton, so stop bringing up the slavery issue, okay? Like, get over it. Like, seriously, if they still bring that shit up, you know, and it irritates the living piss out of me. Because nobody says anything about how the Egyptians were a black culture, and the Egyptians enslaved the Jews, and made the Jews work for them. Nobody wants to bring that up, you know? And I don't even like the Jews, but nobody wants to bring that up. You know, everybody wants, again, it's all about agendas. It's all about, you know, what we can push. And right now, going back to the original topic, it's all about what we can push. And right now, we can push the whole all lives and equal, the inequalities of the world and women's rights and the feminist movement and the all Black Lives Matter movement. And we can push all that because everybody's offended. You know, and people can't take fucking jokes anymore. I mean, it's like people's skin has gotten so thin and transparent that the slightest thing, you know, I walk outside and there's thunder and, oh, this offends me, so I expect it to fucking be sunshine up my asshole. You know, I mean, people fucking cry and bitch about anything, and they spend more time sitting in their basement crying and bitching than they do to go out and be proactive and do something. Oh, my community's shit, it's ghetto, there's shootings everywhere. Then go out and fucking do something, man. Start a youth movement program. Get the kids off the street. Play basketball. Take them swimming. Do something. You know, but what are you doing? You're sitting there bitching about it and spending time crying and complaining, and you're doing nothing. You know, people fucking baffle me.
All right. Well, that's the end of episode uno of our interesting conversation.
It was more of a tyrant than anything, but fuck
I'd say
it.
You talked almost 90% of the time, and it's really hot in here because we don't have any of the fans or air conditioning on, because if we did, you wouldn't be able to hear us. So we're going to call that one a wrap.
And here's the thing. If you're listening to this show and you like it and you want to hear more, then, you know, please get a hold of us, email us, comment us, message us. Let us know what you want to hear about. Let us know. We'll look into it. We'll talk about it. If you want to hear us randomly rant about something, I mean, you know, whatever. If you don't like us, well, you know, that's your opinion. Let us know as well. But as a forewarning, fuck you. You're lame. And
if you get
we'll
offended
see you.
Easily, then clearly.
Yeah, if you
why
get offended
here.
Easily or you're genderqueer, you're probably not going to like this show. But stay tuned for next week. We'll get episode 2 up and running. Like I said, just message us. Let us know anything you guys want to hear.